Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character.
Thank you for joining us on FCA Connect. I'm Heather Keener, Director of Marketing and Communications at Fairfield Christian Academy. My special guest today is Mrs. Laura Patinsky, our elementary principal and assistant superintendent. Welcome.
Thank you, Heather. Glad to be here.
Good to see you. I know you've been around here quite a while. I can't remember exactly when I met you, but I do remember all three of your children here. So would you mind giving us just a little brief background, where you are, where you came from?
Sure. I have actually been here for 17 years of the Academy's now going on 20th year.
Wow.
First, I was here as a parent. When we were relocated to this area, I needed to find a Christian school for my children. That was top priority. Mm-hmm. And all doors just kind of kept opening for Fairfield, and we felt like this was the place for us to be. And so our children were in primary grades at that time, and I was here for several years as a parent, and then I just decided I had to be part of the vision of what was happening, and I wanted to be on staff. And so I applied to teach, and I taught many years in the secondary school, teaching junior high. And in the last several years, I've been in this role. So I've been here for a while, and all of my children graduated from here, and we've just had a great family experience here at FCA.
It's a really nice gift to be able to have your children in the building with you. I do know that. It's great to be able to keep your eye on them a little bit, but also have enough distance to, you know.
It is indeed, and I think it's mm-hmm. something that, you know, many of our staff members enjoy that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So when did you officially take over as principal?
This will be my fourth full year, and I was here for a half a year before that. I kind of came in mid-year, so this is my fourth full year, and it was a big change for me to go from secondary to elementary grades, but I absolutely love what I'm doing, and I love their enthusiasm and their excitement for learning. It's just very different, but it's just so much fun. They're just so excited to come down the hallway every day.
Right.
To school, so
they have a great energy, especially here in the first few weeks of school. You know, the little kids are just so happy to be here. So how about this? How did FCA get ready for all of the students to come this summer? We were putting in technology. What were we doing
here? Oh, my
here?
Goodness. So much was happening before school started. The teachers really could hardly wait to get in and get started. We had kind of a target date for them to get in their rooms, but I was getting emails and calls every day. Can we get in there? Can we start working? Can we start setting up? And so the teachers really put a tremendous amount of effort and enthusiasm and excitement on their level into preparing their classrooms and doing everything they can. But we also just had some upgrades with technology. One of the things we're so excited about this year is that we are going to have touchscreen Chromebooks in all of our primary grades. And this is just really exciting, not just for the students, but for the teachers as well. Technology really opens up a lot of doors for a teacher to kind of customize her classroom and make sure that students are getting that individualized instruction that they need, which is so important. It offers us an opportunity if a student needs like a little bit of a challenge, we can offer some things that'll, you know, help them, some enrichment.
Right.
And then, you know, also if students need some support, we can do some things that will help them with, you know, reinforcement and practice. So technology is just a great window, and especially in the primary grades, it gives the teacher a lot of flexibility. So that's very exciting for us.
Right. So the year starting off on a on a good note, right?
It is indeed. There's just lots of excitement in the elementary. We have lots of new faces. We have, and of course, all of our kindergartners are new. But in addition to our kindergartners, we have over 25 new students in the other grades.
Great.
So lots of excitement and new students. And it's great for me to see our returning students, just reaching out to them and trying to pull them in and build friendships right away and want to be that one to be their buddy. So that's very exciting for us.
Yeah, I have been really excited. My twins in seventh grade, they have been coming home telling me about their new friends.
Yes.
And I just love that because, you know, it is hard to be the new kid at a new school. But here at FCA, there's usually new kids. Does that make sense?
I mean, yes.
It's like it's normal for us here. We have new students each year that join us at all grade levels. So this year's enrollment, I believe it was pretty across the board, pretty much every grade level gained.
We did. Got our students in every grade level. And some of our grades got quite a few new students, which is exciting. One of the great opportunities for me as a principal is that I get to meet with each family as they become part of the FCA community. And so I get to hear their story about how they made the choice and what brought them to our school.
Right.
And I get a chance to meet the student first and learn a little bit about them. So hopefully on the first day they all at least have one face to connect with as I greet them as they come in. And our teachers are just excited about it. And it's fun. It brings a freshness every year.
Very good. Class sizes.
Yeah, even with all of our new students, one of the things that we're very committed to is keeping our class size as low as possible.
Okay.
It's one of the things that I think our parents really value and they expect. And so all of our primary grades, we definitely try to keep under 20. And so we just feel like that gives the teacher that opportunity to really connect and really determine what the students' needs are and develop some of that customized education that is really important, especially in those early years, that's very targeted and very, specific to what the child needs. So that's something we remain very committed to and is really important to us as a school.
So are all of those classrooms K through 5 self-contained or...
Good question, Heather. Our grades K through 2 are completely self-contained, one teacher. Of course, they have special subjects that they leave for throughout the day, but it is a single teacher with a single set of students. Third grade is a little bit of a transitional year, and then our grades 4 and 5 actually change classes and move about with different teachers. So third grade is what I call modified self-contained. So for the most part, they're between two teachers all day, but they actually start to see some of the secondary special teachers. So they're moving just a little bit more. So we kind of use that as an opportunity to continue like honing those organizational skills. Mm-hmm. And still they have a home base, but they do get to move about a little bit.
Okay.
So.
Well, and that's nice to make a little transition between being a little kid and then jumping into being a big kid there in sixth grade. So.
Definitely.
Yep, very nice. What other types of new things are going on in the elementary this year?
We have, let's see, one of the things that I'm very excited about in elementary this year is that we've added a keyboarding program for all of our students. Beginning in kindergarten and going all the way through fifth grade. And so we're very excited about that. Obviously, in today's world, super important that these students are getting up to secondary school and know just basic keyboarding, which is, an important element of the program, just, developing that muscle memory and learning proper keyboarding skills, obviously super important because they're going to be, using computers throughout. But also a big part of the program that we are going to be using is just digital literacy in general, learning how to be safe on computers and on the internet, and just understanding a little bit more about a computer and the great things that technology offers us and then the things we have to be cautious about. And so it's really like a holistic type of program. It's not just strictly keyboarding. And that also we feel is really important. So certainly... anything with academics they're going to be doing on computer in secondary school, but you know, also just thinking down the road, we are living in that, you know, technology day and age, so just super important, we feel like, to, you know, really begin that as early as possible. And so we're excited about that this year.
That sounds like a really good idea to me, especially so that they don't learn how to type with their thumbs.
Exactly.
And then they don't know how to type with their fingers. So that's a good idea. The earlier, the better, you know, so they know the right way.
Definitely. So, and that was our thinking, and that's why we're doing that.
Okay. I want to back up real quick. You said something about special subjects for the elementary students, that sometimes they go meet up with the secondary?
Yes. What we do in elementary is our primary students, we have separate specials teachers. So they have their own PE teacher and they have their own music teacher. She's one of our new teachers this year. That's for grades K through 2. For example, PE, they have PE 4 times a week, which is really, I feel like, something super important for elementary students, that they, you know, get up and get that opportunity. You know, research shows us that they can think better if they're moving and have those brain breaks. And so they get PE 4 times a week, and they go to music once a week, and they have technology and media center, they go twice a week. So all important things for our primary students. And then beginning in third grade, our students actually get a chance to go to our secondary specials teachers, so they see the music teacher upstairs and the art teacher, and so they get an opportunity to actually get used to that. Third and fourth grade, they're all in music and they're all in art, so they get a little taste of everything. And then by fifth grade, we ask them to begin to start narrowing down those choices, and so they select between band or choir, and then they also have the option to take art possibly as well if it'll fit into their schedule.
Okay.
So, you know, lots of opportunities for them, and that's always exciting.
Very good. We like to see a well-rounded student that gets to try lots of things, and
then
they can figure out where their strengths are.
Where their strengths are and what they like. And, you know, sometimes a student wants to just kind of follow maybe what a sibling did, but it gives them really a chance to think about what do they excel at and what do they enjoy doing. And then they can be more selective as they get into secondary school.
Okay, well, I was just thinking, it's into September now, and we are a school that finds new enrollments all the time, honestly. Sometimes people will come to us a couple weeks into the school year, a couple months into the school year, at Christmas time. What if they are interested in enrolling? Do they just come meet you? They schedule a tour?
We are happy to take anybody on a tour at any time so they can get to know our school and see what we're about. We have an admissions department, and our admissions procedure is online. They can simply apply through our website, but we're more than happy to let them shadow a student for a day. We can partner them up with a student in the same grade, and they can kind of get a taste of what it's like, or they can come and meet with me and make an appointment and be glad to talk to them. But we would, you know, love to speak with families that are interested, so they get, you know, all the information, and they would feel comfortable making a decision.
All right. Okay. Kind of come and meet us and see if it's the right fit kind of approach. We do have more information out on our website. If you're out there listening and you would like more information, visit us at www.fcanights.org. And one more time, I'm going to mention my Big Sandy Mattress fundraiser, September 23rd, 10 to 5. Really need your support with getting money raised for the new outdoor athletic complex. If you're interested in purchasing a mattress, Big Sandy has assured me that it's going to be the same prices as they would have right there in the store. Top 24 mattress sets from all the big names that you'll recognize, delivery, financing, all of the usual stuff just happens to be right in our cafeteria. So join us on Saturday the 23rd of September if you're interested in that. Thank you for listening today. Thank you, Mrs. Patinsky, for joining us on FCA Connect. I'm Heather Keener. Tune in next week, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.